30 years, 15 days, 9 countries, 2 wars, describes retired Sergeant Major James E. Dyson Jr.'s career in the Army. Dyson says he joined the Army in his late teens as a way to get an education and make a living.
I didn't have anything going for myself at age 17. I dropped out of school and just barely got into the Army. You had to make 70 on a test to get into the Army, and I made 74. About a year later, they retested a bunch of us dummies, and I made 74 again. That's when I started studying GED, and almost any time that you've seen me, I had a book, manual, a field manual, a pocket dictionary, trying to improve my vocabulary.
Dyson says despite improving his education, racial discrimination persisted.
Just getting into integration in the Army, it was my job to drive a tank primarily. And when it came time for me to drive that tank, no one was going to ride with me. And I thought that was ridiculous. Who in the world is going to run into a tank? Because tanks will run over cars, knock down trees, get out of ditches, you name it. So I rode around alone.
Dyson says discrimination is nothing new in the military, saying African American soldiers were mistreated in numerous wars, including World War I and World War II.
World War II, the 761st Tank Battalion made big noise in Germany for General George Patton. And after the war was over, they weren't recommended for a presidential unit citation. So it took President Jimmy Carter to give them a presidential unit citation, and Bill Clinton awarded about 8 of them the Medal of Honor. So again, I have trouble with honor because I was in the military for 30 years and 15 days, and I was discriminated against off and on for 30 years because they cut me a bit of a slack about 30 days before I retired.
Dyson says he experienced success in the Army in spite of the challenges he faced and encourages those who want to join the armed services not to waste a second enlisting. For more veteran stories, log on to wvas.veteranscominghome.org. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. The name Aurelia Shines Browder Coleman may not be as recognizable as Rosa Parks, but she was one of the named plaintiffs in the Browder versus Gale lawsuit, a court decision that helped change Montgomery. Her son, Butler Browder, says his mother paid dearly for her choices from society and her family.
Her sisters cautioned her many times. I witnessed one, Lily Grant, telling her that these white folks gonna kill you if you don't be careful. And she said, I got to die with something. What I'm doing is worth it. And we didn't understand the moving from house to house that we did for our own safety. Sometimes we felt a little challenged because we felt like Mom's greater passion was her people rather than her children. But we came to understand that by loving her people, she also loved her children.
Browder says the Browder versus Gale lawsuit is an integral part of the Montgomery bus boycott.
Somehow, Browder versus Gale is skipped over. The filing of the lawsuit, the testimony in the lawsuit. But I discovered that the newspaper did, in fact, report on each one of those events. 4 women who testified to their mistreatment on the bus prior to Rosa Parks. Now, the issue that's involved, it seems like black folks feel like the only way you can be wronged is to be put in jail. The issue of Browder versus Gale is not merely being put in jail. It is being mistreated. It's being denied your constitutional right under the 14th Amendment.
Browder invites the public to learn more at the Browder Museum and Foundation located at 1012 Highland Avenue in Montgomery. Browder's story is among many that will be told as the capital city prepares to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News. Till death do us part. It was 10 years ago Wanda Kramer lost her husband Charles. He was a Vietnam veteran who retired from the Air Force after 24 years of service. Kramer believes her husband suffered silently with post-traumatic stress disorder to protect his family.
When Vietnam vets came home, if you look for help from a professional, they tend to stamp you with a stamp of the crazy. He did not want to put that stigma into his family, so he never looked for help, even though I requested it. With that comes substance problems. He became an alcoholic. He retired, and then I had a person at home who was quick to the draw, mood changes, and kind of drifted away with the alcohol.
Kramer says it's a relief soldiers suffering from PTSD can now receive the attention they need.
It's great the doctors realize that coming from the different wars, not only Vietnam War, they come with traumas, emotional problems that now we know we can pinpoint that is PTSD. And I encourage any person or family member that have the suspicion, the idea, feels that something is not right, go and look for professional help. Now it's not like way back that they put the stamp on you that you're crazy. No, there are different ways that you can get help.
Kramer is now the founder of Veterans Place, a nonprofit organization with plans to provide transitional housing for homeless veterans in Montgomery. More information about Kramer and her organization can be found online at wvas.veteranscominghome.org. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.